I was delivering a keynote speech on the benefits of using a coaching leadership style to 200 attorneys. I was in Midtown Manhattan on the 44th floor of one of the biggest international law firms. I was at the front of the largest and most impressive conference room I had ever been in. Each chair was leather, high back, and probably more expensive than all of the furniture in my house. Outside the window was the whole city, and I could see the building that my father worked in for many, many years. Had I finally made it? Around the table, there were 25 attorneys, and around them, 25 more. They were impressive, the clothes, the shoes, the smiles, all perfect. This session was also being televised to other offices around the world. And I was introduced by one of the partners, and I was on my way. I started my introduction with some statistics of engagement and how the leader's style influences that. "What makes you such an expert?" I heard one of the partners say. "Hey, what school did you go to? What proof do you have to show that that's true? Hey, that's correlational evidence. That's not causal evidence. Why should we believe you? Why are you even here? You don't deserve to be here." And there wasn't a supportive face in the crowd. Then I looked down and I realized I was wearing only a t-shirt and underwear, and I had no wallet or money to get me home. So you may be thinking, this is pretty hard to believe. This can't be true. But it is true. As a matter of fact, it has happened to me more than once. It happens in my head every time before I give a presentation. I think that this time, I'm going to be exposed for a fraud. Who am I to be in front of the room getting paid to teach other people what I know? This is called imposterism, often referred to as the imposter syndrome. And imposterism is the feeling that you're a fraud and that you somehow slipped through the cracks to get where you are, that you don't deserve the success you've achieved as if you've earned it through luck. And these feelings don't only happen when you're giving presentations. It happens in meetings, in one-on-one conversations, as you go by and through your day-to-day. And studies show that about 70% of people report having imposterism. And it happens equally to both men and women. There are many potential causes for imposterism. One is the feeling that you have to be perfect, that you are the expert, and the fear that you won't live up to the expectations. It can also be feelings of inadequacy, low self-esteem, and self-doubt. So, what do we do about it if we have it? Well, here are several tips. Tip number one. Well, for me, knowing that other people suffer from imposterism and knowing that I'm not alone helps. Not in a ha-ha, you have it too, but knowing that I'm not alone and that it's natural. So, in other words, it's pretty normal to feel this way. Tip number two. I also try to take pressure off myself. For example, and those who know me may chuckle about this, but I don't expect perfection out of myself. No, not really. When I'm introduced, I ask people not to call me the expert. I put myself in the frame of mind that yes, I do have a lot of experience. And I have a lot to learn. I used to think that I needed to have all the answers. Now I say that I don't have all the answers, but I do know what many of the possibilities are. And this requires making it more about them, the people I'm interacting with, than it is about me. Tip number three. Another thing you can do is, well, get some expertise on the subject. I've taught diversity and inclusion for many years, as an example. I have certifications and I've gone through research boot camps on the topic. And recently, I've been doing training in other countries. So, do I just walk in with the tools I already have? No, I do my research. Recently, I delivered this training in Mexico and I researched how do they define race in Mexico? What are the races in Mexico? How do they see race from the Mexican point of view? And guess what? It gave me a lot more confidence walking in and knowing that while I wasn't the expert, I was able to share what I know. Tip number four. This is a mantra I use before I deliver a workshop or go to a networking function. It's people, people, people. And I learned that in Brené Brown's book, Dare to Lead, she was getting nervous the first time she started giving keynotes at corporate functions, lots of suits in the crowd. And she was given this advice. The people you are in front of are just that. They're people, people like you and me. They have lives, partners, problems, and maybe they have imposterism too. So by saying this to myself, people, 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 I am reminding myself that they are human like me. Not only does it reduce my need, it also helps me to relate to them better too. So what has helped you combat your imposterism? What advice would you share? Please reach out to me at LinkedIn or at MendozaandObrien.com. Thanks.